torture at the Rio Blanco mine. This case study traces the evolution of community resistance to a mining project in a remote area of northern Peru from 2003. As you will see from the source material, locals living near the proposed copper mine had a series of concerns over the project plans. In the first instance, they disputed whether the mining firm, a then British-owned company called Monterico Metals, even had the right to operate on their territory. They also had worries about the potential impact that the mine would have on local water systems, on which their livelihoods depended. Despite presenting their concerns to the mining firm, as well as local and national authorities, their remonstrations had little effect. And, in a last-ditch attempt to highlight their objections to the project, a number of nearby indigenous communities organised a march to the mine site in 2005. What happened when they arrived and who was responsible for the subsequent events is the subject of this case study. Photographs have emerged which clearly show the involvement of Peruvian state officials in the torture of protesters at the mine site. Locals claim that these actions were undertaken with the full knowledge and even complicity of Monterico Metals. The firm has always disputed this version of events, saying any mistreatment occurred within the context of a police operation over which they had no control. Which version of events is the most convincing is for you to decide.